The series on worship, week 7, resurrection, day 2, grief and comfort. In the evening, weeping may pass the night, but in the morning there is singing aloud. To thee, O Yehovah, did I call, and unto Yehovah I made supplication. Hear, O Yehovah, and be gracious to me. O Yehovah, be thou a helper for me. Thou hast turned for me my wailing to dancing. Thou hast loosed my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, so that glory may sing thee psalms and not be still. O Yehovah, my God, to eternity I will confess thee. Psalm 30, verses 5, 8, and 10 to 12. Weeping belongs to sorrow and also to love, and is the highest degree of each of them. Arcana Celestia 3801. Weeping signifies the last farewell, and therefore it was customary to weep for the dead when they were buried, although it was known that only the dead body was rejected by burial, and that they who had been in the body were alive in respect to their interiors. Arcana Celestia 4565. In both weeping and in the shedding of tears, water comes forth which is bitter and astringent, and this occurs through an influx into a person's grief from the spiritual world, where bitter water corresponds to the lack of truth because of falsities and to consequent grief. Apocalypse Explained, 484, Section 3. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God and believe in me. In my Father's house are many abodes, and if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. John 14, verses 1 to 4. The fear of dying. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? One thing I have desired from the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to visit in his temple in the morning. Psalm 27, verses 1, 4, and 5. On that earth, namely Jupiter, they do not fear death, except on account of leaving their consort, their children, or their parents. For they know that they will live after death, and that they do not go out of life, because they go into heaven. And therefore, they do not speak of dying, but of being heaven-made. Arcana Celestia 8850. To be unwilling to die for the sake of one's children is natural both with the good and the evil. Spiritual Diary 1236. Whatever a person loves, that he fears to lose, and therefore, in disease, when death is imminent, it can especially be known what he has loved, or what have been his ends during his life. Thus, if he sought after honors and placed his delight in them, he then very greatly fears death, and on his deathbed he also speaks of the things from which he had delight, so that he does not abstain from these affairs, being still devoted to himself. Whereas, he who cares nothing about such matters, and regards them as of no account, thinks only of eternal salvation, and esteems other things as utterly valueless, and thus not worthy of mention, even though they be the whole world. Spiritual Diary, 1235. Comments and questions. Number 1. Is it helpful to know that even the wise ancients, who knew well that a person is still alive when the body dies, still had the custom of weeping as a last farewell? 2. Apocalypse Explained 484 indicates that grief comes, at least partly, due to falsities causing a lack of truth, and this is what produces tears. What might be some falsities that would cause such grief and bitter tears? 3. John 14 is part of the Lord's farewell to his disciples on the eve of his arrest and crucifixion. We see the purpose for which he came and for which he was willing to lay down his life, so beautifully expressed here. Does thinking about the Lord's own willingness to lay down his life help us contemplate our own passing? 4. Would it be useful for us, too, to use the language of the people of Jupiter and speak of people being heaven-made instead of dying? 5. Spiritual Diary 1235 indicates some qualities that make someone more or less afraid of death. These qualities are cultivated all through life. Can we prepare ourselves for a peaceful, good death?